This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Avot Rabbi Natan says that when Am Yisrael was standing in front of Yam Suf and the ocean split, beautiful thing, Moshe Rabbeinu split the ocean. Not exactly the way Rashi describes that they went in and then the ocean split. Over here, in Avot Rabbi Natan explains it differently. He says, "B'shah she'amdu avotenu al hayam, amar Moshe lahem," they were standing right in the shore of Yam Suf. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, "Kumu v'ivru," go past the river. Go. "Amru lo lo na'avor ad she'nireh et hayam nekavim nekavim." We're not going until we see the ocean has holes in it. We want to see holes in the ocean. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's what's going to make you happy, holes in the ocean? Then you're willing to go? They said yes. Natal Moshe Mateo, Moshe Rabbeinu picked up his stick, ve'ikar layam ve'nasa nekavim. He hit the river, and you see holes within the river. Amar le Moshe, kumu v'ivru? No, go. Now you're happy? Go. Amru lo lo na'avor ad she'taseh et hayam bik'ah lefanenu. They said, no, 1 minute, not so quick. We want to see the river, bik'ah, valley. Make it into a valley. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's what's going to make you happy. Then you'll go. They said, yes. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu picked up the stick. Boom. He made it into a bik'ah valley. Now go. Kumu ivru. Amar le Moshe, kumu ivru. They said, no. We're not going yet until you make the ocean gezarim gezarim, which means that we want to see roads over here. Paths. You know that the ocean split into 12 paths. We want to see roads. And then we're willing to go. Not just, we want to see path over here. Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah, you're happy with that? Okay. He took the stick, he hit the river, now, gezarim, gezarim. They said, no. They kept on going. We want to see that the place is chomer, paved. We want to see that it becomes midbar, desert. They said, slaim, we want to see stones. They said, we want to see that there's walls on the sides, and so on and so forth, says Avot de Rabbi Natan, until eventually they were willing to pass through. And really, when you take a look at this, Avot de Rabbi Natan, you wonder to yourself, what happened over here? What are they playing games with Moshe Rabbeinu? Doesn't make sense. You don't want to go, don't go. You're not doing anybody a favor. You want to go, go. Ask him what you want. He'll do for you and go. Why do you keep on playing games again and again and again? We said on Pesach the following idea. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that, you're right, if you want to prove something to somebody, you prove it to him, and that was a good proof of what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Vayaminu b'Moshe, b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo eventually. Yes, but over here, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to just prove to them. He wanted to make them feel comfortable with what they are doing. He wanted to have their heart. He wanted to conquer their feelings. How do you do that? When a person asks you to do something and you do it for him, not so quick. He's not yet convinced 100% that you are doing it for him with love. You're part of what he wants. You're part of his life. It takes time to get into the heart. If you just have to prove something to somebody, you could do it. But over here, that's not only what Moshe Rabbeinu tried to do. He tried to make sure that people feel that he's there for them. He's going to do everything they want. That he has the power to do everything he wants. That it's really emet. That he wants to get to the heart. When you're trying to get to the heart, the person is going to test you again and again and again and again and again. And that's exactly what happens when you raise kids. When you raise a kid, he comes to your father, "I want this." You give it to him, "I want this." "You want to do the homework? First I want to eat." "Okay, you ate. Now you want to do the homework? 1 minute, I need to go to the bathroom." "Now? Oh no, 1 minute, I need to play a little bit." "Now?" So you keep on going. It doesn't end. I'm not saying that is an example that a person should let it go forever. But the approach of Moshe Rabbeinu was, let him feel that I'm there for him. I'll do what he wants. Let it build up slowly, slowly. Nothing happens immediately. Not to do like Shaul did. Shaul took the chanit and he's ready to scream at Yonatan. No, he could have brought Yonatan close. He could have told Yonatan, "Look, I want to explain to you. I want to deal with you. Let's go slowly, slowly. See if it makes sense. See if what happens over here is rational." That's the way you talk to a kid. That's the way you talk to any human being. You try to bring him into your team. That's the only way you will ever be successful. Thank you very much for coming tonight.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.